Welcome to Real Talk About Real Estate.
What is it with men and asking for directions?
A weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing real estate. With your hosts, Joe Daniel and John Wallace.
Let's catch up, huh?
Yeah, let's
catch up. I got a real estate deal. I'm taking it to a final walkthrough, you know.
Okay.
Brought to you by CMG Financial.
Delighted to meet you. Overjoyed, enraptured, entranced. Are we ready? Yes. Good.
CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, an equal housing lender.
I've been in this house before. I know the lady who owns it.
Yeah, I liked her. She gave me a real good deal for the summer.
Questions can be sent to RealTalk at WSJM.com. Now, here are John and Joe.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. John Wallace, Joe Daniel. In the studio with Mike Barber and Ben Stephen from Cressy and Everett across Southwest Michigan. Not just the office, the brand new beautiful offices you guys have. In fact, you have a ribbon cutting coming up, don't you?
Yes, Thursday the 30th, I believe.
Yeah, right on Lakeshore Drive, Red Arrow Highway, as it were, heading down towards 94 in Stevensville. Mike Barber is from Ludington, Michigan. I still have relatives up there. Used to spend summers up there.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
On Bass Lake and around the corner on Lake Michigan. Graduated from Ludington High School. We're not going to say how, when, or what year that was, right, Joe? Like, Joe likes to say I graduated in 1910 from high school.
Yeah, but Mike's not that old.
No, he's not. Mike and Lisa have three children, all boys, and one granddaughter. Congratulations. She's five. After high school, Mike relocated to Cadillac and began an area distributorship with Kirby, which you're with for many years. Moved down to St. Joe in 1995, and in 2013 got into the real estate business. Cell phone is 269-449-6939. Email is Mike Barber, B-A-R-B-E-R, at CressyEverett.com. Many reviews out on the web you can find for Mike. Mike is a real estate professional to the highest degree. Personal approach to real estate, knowledge of the business, and dedication will bring him to the top of his game. Having Mike on my team guaranteed results. That's from Todd Gorman in St. Joe.
Nice. And that's three lines of review that continues.
Two paragraphs.
It was right. A long
just
one. Yeah.
The cup floweth over on the feedback from Todd.
And there are others as well. Ben Stephen, born and raised in St. Joe, went to college in Illinois and been on previous shows with us. So we've done that full story, as sure. It were, in California, and then your overseas work that's
yes.
Kind of double secret classified.
Secret agent, man.
Married to his high school sweetheart, Jessica, and they live in St. Joe. Ben's values relationships over just transactions and unit numbers, as we might say. How many units you do this month? Now, how many families did I take care
Absolutely.
Of?
Yeah. They're not leads. They're people that need service and
right.
help.
Ben's cell phone number, 269-208-9076. Email Ben Stephen. And it's STEPHEN at CressyEverett.com. And another of the reviews for Ben, I was a first-time home buyer, and I was Ben's first customer to be handled all the way to closing. Despite being new to the real estate market, he was extremely helpful, always willing to go the extra mile. Even when I wanted to look at houses on the holidays, he made it happen with no complaints. And that's from Marty in Coloma. Gentlemen, the show's over. That's all we
have. And break.
Time's up.
See you later.
And now, word from our sponsor. Welcome. Mike, your first time in here.
First time here, yeah. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Tell me about the two of you getting together and kind of forming a team to work together on listings and showings and how that came about.
So if you don't mind, Mike, I'd like to just interject
here.
Oh,
the grasshopper becomes the sensei.
No. So my start in real estate was relatively slow. I've almost been in it for a year. And my first couple months, I was learning, and it was a little slow for me. I reached out to Mike, and I said, hey, maybe in the future we could potentially, not necessarily become a team, but he could mentor me and help me on the listing side. And I approached him, and he said, yep, we can think about that in the future. And then I had that Maryland opportunity that I explored, that door-to-door solar Maryland. I went out to Annapolis for 2 months, and right before I left, Lori Bennett said, why don't you keep your desk at Cressy Everett, because you never know if it's going to be for you. I said, yes, I agree with you. I appreciate that. This is kind of a test run. And then Mike said, well, if you come back, I would love to potentially team up with you here. And And then I'll let you have it there. And then I came, I came back.
And one Sunday, I got a call a month later or two, and he said, were you serious about that? And I was like, yes.
I actually called him from the parking lot in Maryland outside the solar office, because I was super conflicted about if I was going to stay there or not. And I just decided, I'm calling Mike, and I'm jumping full bore.
You're like, hang on, guys, I got to make a phone call about the job that I actually want back in Michigan.
Kind of, yeah. Yes.
And I saw a sharp individual that had good work ethic, and I wanted to help. So we decided to list homes together. So right now we're listing homes together. I think it's been a very good dynamic.
Yeah, we're focusing on filling up our helping people, number one, relationships over transactions. But Mike grabbed a whiteboard. I traced it out with that black tape, and we just focus on keeping that whiteboard 30 slots just full of people that we can help. We have checklists, and we have a vacant land board and a listing board.
Yeah, and in your prior work with Kirby, Mike, you had teams of people that you trained, and correct?
Yes. I was had a factory distributorship for 20 years here, so I mean, we developed, trained, maintained salespeople for years.
And right.
So here's what you do. You carry around a jar of dirt, and you knock on their door, and as soon as they open the door, you dump the dirt on the floor and be like, boy, I wish I had a Kirby, and then you show them the power of the Kirby. That's how that works, right?
This is the millennial side of it.
That's the millennials.
No, my point in that was going to be, though, that even at my age, I don't care how old you are, and I don't care what you do for a living, we all need mentors and help in growing and learning, because we never fully get to a place if you go, I suppose you get to a place in life where you say, I'm fully satisfied, I don't need to learn anything more, and I know everything there is, and I don't know anybody that is that place.
No, yeah, I always say you're either green and growing or you're ripe and rotting. Yeah, I mean, so, you know, you learn every day. Learn every day.
And then you fall down at the bottom of the tree and somebody steps on you and turns you into cider.
Yeah. But so, yeah, just saw an opportunity to help. I like to help people, and we could team up and do well together. So that's where we're at.
It's a good relationship. And like Joe and I in that sense, too, a little older, a little more experience on your side, a little younger and aggressive on Ben's side and for me on Joe's side. And that dynamic works really well together because of the slight age differences.
Yep.
Now, Ben, let me ask you a question. Because John's done this to me a couple of times. He said, you know what? I'm going to give you a life lesson. And then he makes me sit on his knee. does Mike ever do that to you?
He hasn't yet. No. Thankfully. But no, he teaches me cadences and phrases as we're negotiating with other agents. And he just teaches me tactful ways to deal with other agents, helped me load in my first listing. Well, second listing, Lori Bennett helped me with my first vacant land listing. But my first legit house listing, he helped me walk me through the entire process. But he's been a wealth of knowledge, and I'm grateful.
Yeah. Well, we do need to take a quick break, as it were. But you guys have a number of listings we can talk about. And the Boost, you sent me a link to that on my phone on text yesterday for the Cressy and Everett has their own mobile app. And by the way, we might talk about we have one coming out in the next 30 to 45 days.
Okay.
As well. We're talking with Ben Steven and Mike Barber from Cressy and Everett, not just of their office here in Stevensville, but all across Southwest Michigan. There are multiple offices, and they can work, of course, the entire area. Ben's cell phone, 269-208-9076. Email bensteven@cressyeverett.com. And Mike's email is mikebarber@cressyeverett.com. And his cell phone, 269-449-6939. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Hey, girl, you coming to the housewarming party next weekend?
Absolutely.
Wait, you guys bought a house?
I thought you said you were going to save up, and it was going to take a while.
It was, but then we found out about Home Fund Me from CMG Financial in St. Joe. We were able to raise our down payment a lot faster than we thought.
No way!
What was that called again? Home Fund Me. That's H-O-M-E, fundme.com. The website tells you everything you need to know.
So this Home Fund Me thing is from CMG Financial?
What's CMG Financial?
They're a mortgage company. That's all they do, so they're really, really good at it. Their office is in downtown St. Joe.
Awesome. I'm going to check them out.
Copyright 2018 CMG Financial. All rights reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage Incorporated. NMLS number 1820 in most, but not all states. CMG Mortgage Incorporated is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Tired of renting? Visit CMGFI.com or call 269-932-0577.
You're listening to Real Talk about real estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk about real estate from Cressy and Everett in the studios. It is Ben Steven and Mike Barber. Mike's cell phone 269-449-6939. Email Mike Barber at CressyEverett.com. Ben's cell phone 269-208-9076. And the email is Ben Steven at CressyEverett.com. And Mike, yesterday you sent me a text with the Cressy and Everett app. Does that tie into the Boost advertising for listings?
Those are two different products. The Cressy Everett app, I love. It shows you can get sold information with that. There's a home spotter. If you look at it, they call it a home spotter, and you can turn it on. It shows you all the homes in the area that are for sale. So that's kind of neat. I like it if I'm out showing homes and someone says, what's that one around the corner? I can just pop on the app and it shows me. I don't have to have an address.
Right.
So that works out quite well. I can draw with my finger, I can draw a target area where I want to search for homes, and it'll pop up just that area with the app. So it's pretty nice.
If I want that app, is it available out on the website? Do I call you guys?
You could go to the App Store and get it, or if you call me or text me, I can share it with you as well.
Likewise and, with me.
Yeah, or with Ben.
Right.
Also, I like it. You can get sold information. So what'd that house sell for? You know, a lot of the apps don't have
that's
that.
That's nice, because a lot of apps don't show the sold stuff, only the listed stuff. And we all know from multiple websites where people can go look at houses that are not necessarily the listing, the MLS listing system, that data isn't always updated or accurate, whereas yours app is going to tie directly back to the multiple listing system. So it will be the accurate and current data.
Yep. Yep. And I've had a number of times, like I said, just with the sold data, it's kind of interesting to see that people like that. So.
Yeah. Well, and depending on where you are, not only in the state, but in the country, not all listing systems will show you the sold data. Sometimes they only show you what's listed for sale. And our system, of course, the Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors and the MLS does show you both. So that's nice that your mobile app ties into both.
Yep.
If I'm looking to list my house with you before we start talking about some of the listings you guys have, tell me about the Boost part of Cressy and Everett that helps move my listing out.
So that is just another tool that Cressy Everett has that others don't locally. They use predictive analytics so that's the same thing as if you look at a new pair of boots online and the next day you have boots on Facebook.
Right.
Those ads are popping up.
I always thought that was a coincidence.
It's a coincidence. But in this case, if somebody may be doing home searches or this or that, they're targeted. They're a targeted demographic. So a person's home potentially could go out into thousands of websites and apps. A client could potentially be on ESPN.com or NewYorkTimes.com, and their home will pop up and show
up. Wow.
And typically, the first 7 days that a home is listed, we boost it to get it out in front of as many eyes as possible. And the other nice thing that we get the detail and the data from that and can share that with the client. So it might have 5,000 ad views where 5,000 ads go out across to people that are potentially looking for homes. And it'll show how many engagements, how many people clicked on it and actually looked at the home, and then how many engagements. It'll show like if it was shared or someone shared it or someone liked it on Facebook or Instagram.
Right.
I send it to the client.
Yeah, they get the data.
They get the data.
It's a great value add for the client to see that there's eyeballs on their property.
Our app that's about to be out here shortly not only has that same MLS data in it, but they'll be able to completely apply online and they can say, hey, my realtor's Ben Steven. And then throughout the process, when they've fully applied, you're going to get notice as well as them. When the appraisal comes in, when they're out of underwriting, it will keep everybody in the transaction in the loop at all times.
So you're telling me I don't have to talk to Joe every
other day? I'm just saying you'd be missing out on a wonderful opportunity if you didn't talk to me.
You're absolutely right. No, that sounds very nice.
It's weird to me. So I haven't been in the mortgage game too long, not as long as John has because I haven't been alive that long.
We won't hold your youth and inexperience against you.
Mortgages had to have been really tough back in the day, like before computer. And John, I don't know if you did mortgages back in the day before there
before
was
computers,
email
yes.
or internet.
Before there
like,
was
clay,
right.
did you clay
do
tablets.
Before I could just download an app that said, "Hey, your appraisal's done," or "Hey, you know, you're listing your house," and we just blasted it out to 5,000 places. Like, how did real estate even work before all this technology?
It was a lot
happened?
More time. It was a lot more time consuming and a lot less transactions too. Yeah, sending electronic signatures for documents, completely different. Triplicate, typed forms, mm-hmm. and fax machines. Imagine, and back in the, you know, back in the 90s, you'd be faxing 200 pages to underwriting, and page 8 and page 15 didn't slide through, and it was a mess.
That sounds like a nightmare.
That sounds awful.
It is.
But it worked.
It is much easier. At the same time, a Michigan mortgage used to be 3 pages long, and then the state of Michigan passed the Michigan Paperwork Reduction Act, and that changed a mortgage to 21 pages.
Nailed it! What? No sense. So,
interesting.
You guys have some wonderful listings out at the moment, and I think somebody was looking at maybe getting into one of them tonight. Let's talk about 3031 Ash Street in Coloma. Should be sending my oldest over there to look at this with you. 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 1,700 square foot, listed for sale at $120,000, and recently had a small price reduction in July. It's a single family. It's been out for a while on the market, originally built in 36, but just a nice, simple sized home, a good starter home for a young couple or a single person.
There's a lot of square footage. It's a nice home. The original part was built in 36, and then there was an addition put on in the 80s area, mm-hmm. but it is as secluded as you can get, and you're in Hagar Shore area, so I love that. You're out in the middle of nowhere is the feel, yet you have, you know, you have some neighbors there, but you're part of Lake Michigan Beach Association, so you can join that $500 annually or $400, so you can be part of that beautiful, that's a nice private beach.
Private beach, yeah.
Yeah, and as the crow flies, well, you're a half a mile from Hagar Beach, so it's a wonderful location and nice home. Somebody should call and come buy that house.
Well, and think of it too, Ben and I and all of us were talking about it off the air. St. Joe, Stevensville, right now, it's very hard to find a home at this price point. And you're only, what, 10 minutes out of St. Joe with the
school? Not even that.
Not even that. Yeah, you're just north of town at $120,000. I think we looked the other day, Ben and I, and there were, what, 9 homes in all of Lakeshore and St. Joe under $170,000, I think.
I'm actually going to look at the
numbers
real time right now, and active in St. Joe City and Township, and it's going to be low, $175,000 and under.
Right. And it's Coloma Schools.
Yes.
So you got two things. You got a good school district. You got easy access to St. Joe, Stevensville, wherever it is. You're Coloma,
South
Hartford,
Haven.
Waterville, if you're wherever you work, but highly affordable and very low property taxes for that area. The mills are nice.
Yes.
So you could be walking into that house with also qualifies, should qualify for rural development. So you might be able to walk into it with no money down and have a house payment that's less than some people's car payment, but you're talking 1,700 square feet, beautiful deck, and a nice house.
Yep. It's a nice place. Yep.
Address again is 3031 Ash Street, Coloma, and Hagar Shores. Coloma, Hagar Shores spreads out and is part of the Coloma zip code and area as well. If you want to see it, you can, well, Ben may sell it tonight, but if you want to see it, you can call Mike at 269-449-6939 or Ben at 269-208-9076. My tongue is just twisted today. And I didn't get up at 4. I didn't get up till 5:30 this morning.
Well, that's where you went wrong.
You slept in.
You're not awake yet.
I slept in. I should have gotten up at 4 a.m. And again, you can find this house and all the other listings out at CressyEverett.com. As long as we're in Coloma, I love this style of farmhouse that was a farmhouse way when it was originally
Climber.
Built. 6846 Climber Road, 4 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, 2,628 square feet, $449,000. Solid 4 bedroom farmhouse, garage, and shop also come with it, and a total of 69.33 acres.
Yes, absolutely. We're actually opening that one up this Sunday. I was super grateful to get that listing. That was one of the first ones Mike and I worked on together, I believe. We were just talking to the sellers over the hood of a pickup truck and everything. It was just a good vibe out there. Beautiful land, very close to Lake Michigan. I don't know about beach access, but it's a beautiful piece of land with tillable acreage and some hardwoods on the west side of the property. And it's God's country out there for sure.
I have some friends that live right across the street. I saw saw the sign and called Ben about it. And driving to this property, it's farmland for the most part, or it's woods. I mean, it's very private. You see people around, but your neighbors are not on top of you. You can kind of do what you need to do and feel secluded, but you're not too far from 9496 access, just right down there on Hager
Shore Road.
So you're close but far away, and that's always a neat thing that you don't always find, especially if you're trying to live more inner city, you know, Middlebury and county. So in 70 acres, I mean, you're talking farming. You could hunt it. You could
snowmobiles, quad. There's a pond on the property. It's kind of nice when you turn off of Hager Shore Road. I mean, they own all the way, the whole road all the way down to Taube.
Wow.
I mean, they own all of that property. So, I mean, you literally almost own as far as you can see.
Well, and Ben, you mentioned hardwoods, trees and forest, right? So although you wouldn't do that in your application and purchase it, afterwards, you may be able to generate some income on that in terms of harvesting some of the trees, depending on what you want to do.
Yes, actually, I walked the property with the seller the other day with a prospective buyer. We have like a super, super cool seller, two cool sellers that just have way more knowledge than what we do and what we can convey in a showing. So it's a unique situation where actually the seller and the prospect got together. They walked the trails, and he was mentioning that somebody was actually 4 years ago was shopping his hardwoods.
Yeah, and trees, you get a pretty penny for a ripe tree of the right wood. This is me obviously having no clue what I'm talking about. Other than
that would make it a normal day, Joe.
Yeah, right. We've had my parents have had people stop by and they're like, "Yeah, I like this tree. I'll give you $3,000." And I'm like, "Excuse what? You're just going to come over and chop it down and give us $3,000? It's the easiest thing in the world, it seems."
It's 6846 Climber Road. Did you say you're doing an open house Sunday?
Yes.
What time?
12 to 2.
12 to 2. And again, you can find it on the website, or if you want a tour, you want to get it before the open house, before it's off the market, assuming that it's going to go fairly. You just don't find 69.33, not 70, Joe. We don't want anybody getting in trouble because we said 70 acres when it's not. $449,000, 4 bedrooms, 1.5 baths, 2,600 square feet. Again, you can call Mike at 269-449-6939 or Ben at 269-208-9076. We need to take another quick break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Hey girl, you coming to the housewarming party next weekend?
Absolutely.
Wait, you guys bought a house?
I thought you said you were going to save up and it was going to take a while.
It was, but then we found out about Home Fund Me from CMG Financial in St. Joe. We were able to raise our down payment a lot faster than we thought.
No way. What was that called again?
Home Fund Me. That's H-O-M-E fundme.com. The website tells you everything you need to know.
So this Home Fund Me thing is from CMG Financial? What's CMG Financial?
They're a mortgage company. That's all they do. So they're really, really good at it. Their office is in downtown St. Joe.
Awesome. I'm going to check them out.
Copyright 2018 CMG Financial. All rights reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage Incorporated. NMLS number 1820 in most, but not all states. CMG Mortgage Incorporated is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Tired of renting? Visit CMGFI.com or call 269-932-0577.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate from Cressy and Everett in the studio with Joe Daniel and I. It is Mike Barber and Ben Steven. Mike's cell phone is 269-449-6939. Email Mike Barber, and it's B-A-R-B-E-R, at CressyEverett.com. Ben Steven, email Ben Steven, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, at CressyEverett.com, and his cell phone is 269-208-9076. We've been talking about some listings you guys have out in the Coloma area. Let's move into St. Joe, because you were just looking up some numbers. There isn't a whole lot in St. Joe under, what were you saying, 170?
So I'm on the iPad MLS instant data here. There's 9 properties that are active below 175 in St. Joe City, St. Joe Township, and Stevensville Village.
And 6 of them are lots. I'm just making that up off the top of my head.
Or 6 of the 9 are ones you wouldn't want to live in necessarily.
Right.
Yeah. There's one house that is advertised as a teardown in that list too. So really, really there's eight in a lot.
Yeah.
So it's the inventory's tight out there, but it doesn't scare me. I feel like it's still a good market, and there's still people that are immediately going to be moving here shortly. I'm talking to a lot of homeowners, and people are moving, and inventory is coming.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting too. You've got a great listing in St. Joe that's a good price point. I think it's not below the 170 mark, but for St. Joe, it looks like a great house. Oh, we'll talk more about that.
It's a great neighborhood.
Yeah, too.
You're talking Mount Curve, right?
Yeah, 2219 Mount Curve in St. Joe. Listing price $279,000. 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2,899 square feet. And it is. I used to live on the corner of Niles and Lane. That old Whirlpool CEO built house with the heated driveways and those kind of things.
Heated driveways?
No, yeah, shoveling.
It had heated driveways.
What?
There were three multiple, and not just 100 amp, but electrical boxes in the basement just for the driveway. And that had, the foundation was 12-inch poured concrete all the way around. It was an amazing house.
So far
And it's still an amazing house. But you're right around the corner from Niles and Napier. When you're back on Mount Curve, coming off of Lane, is the ravine. You could deer through there. It's birds. It's beautiful and quiet. Occasionally, you might even see some turkeys through there. But you're 2 minutes from downtown.
You're very close. The ravine, the front picture window actually looks out over this ravine across the street, so you don't have a neighbor that directly across. But it's 5 bedrooms, a lot of square footage. Everybody that comes into it can't believe how much room there is. So anybody out there with a good-sized family or just wants a little bit of space, they need to come look. And the price per square foot is probably one of the most reasonable in St. Joseph.
It's priced to sell. We've gone from, where'd we start?
$329.
Now it's down to $279. Wow. So we've gotten a lot of people through there. We've had multiple people come back. We're just waiting for the right person.
And based on the listing, it sounds like the sellers have done a lot of work to make this as appealing as possible. Remodeled master bathroom, which sounds like they may have taken a wall out or something because they doubled it in size.
Yep.
Remodeled dining room area, all new kitchen appliances, just a year old at this point. Backsplash under the cabinets, new windows, newly carpeted upstairs. My favorite part of the listing, they removed acres of wallpaper.
Acres!
Like that. new lighting, they took out some trees, refinished hardwood and most of the rooms. I mean, not only is it priced to sell from what it originally had, but you're moving into a newly renovated home, it sounds.
A lot of it has been renovated. And about the wallpaper, the acres of wallpaper, if you've ever tried to remove that is valuable that it's gone.
And a great thing about this, I mean, this is a perfect home for a family with kids, too, because you've got 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, so there's no fighting over I can't get into the bathroom because she's taking too long to do her hair. But again, from my kids growing up there, they can walk to the high school just across Niles Road and up there, and the youngest one walked to Brown School every day to go to school. You've got access to the schools, you've got close access to shopping, and to find something, I think you were right, I think that 320 range is definitely where I would expect to pay for something with this kind of square footage and this quality, and in St. Joe, in the city at St. Joe Public Schools, but $279 it's almost a steal to me at that point.
Yes, it is. And it's, a couple blocks to the skating rink.
Right.
There.
You can walk to the skating rink as well, Howard.
Yeah. Wonderful location.
2219 Mount Curve Avenue in St. Joe is the address. And again, if you want it, you can call. If you want to see it, you can hop online to Cressing Everett. If you want to get inside, call Ben at 269-208-9076 or call Mike at 269-449-6939. Let's jump down to Niles for a second.
33064 Glen Eagle Court in Niles. I'd say this is more of a luxury home. The point I guess I want to make before we talk more about Glen Eagle Court is you guys have a huge variety of listings from the first home somebody's buying to maybe the more established home buyer looking to settle in, maybe a nicer home or a bigger home. So it's nice to see that. You're clearly going to work with anybody and everybody and have listings to support folks of all calls of life, economically or whatever phase of life they're in.
Sure.
The address on this one is 33064 Glen Eagle Court in Niles. It's part of the Brandywine School District, and that makes a difference to a lot of folks. 5 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, $450,000 is the listing price. It's part of an association, so the association dues are $1,000 a year, but there's benefits to being part of that association as well.
Absolutely. I opened that house up 2 weeks ago. I got some good traffic through there, and it's a beautiful home. I actually was playing pool before the I came 30 minutes early and was shooting some 8 ball.
So. Got a walkout basement, the pool table down part of the walkout basement?
Yes, sir. So it walks walks out to a kind of a nature. It almost looks like a nature preserve in the backyard. They do have one grass trail down to a bird feeder, but it's all like prairie land and then tall pine trees blocking the neighbor on the across lot. So it's a beautiful home. It's got great deck space. What do we call that enclosed deck?
I call it dramatic. I mean, it's wonderful. It's a kind of a three-season enclosed screened-in deck area. It's just wonderful.
Looking out of the back over the back.
Yeah, you are as secluded and private as you can be. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Well, and for folks, friends of my age, Joe, you wouldn't mind, but
yeah. For John's level, age, does this house have wheelchair access?
Main level master bedroom.
Yes.
It's an important thing for a lot of folks. Large center island of the kitchen, fireplace, walk-in closets, master bath, and off of that master bedroom door leading out to the three-season porch as well. You've got to go out online and look at these pictures. And you still have time to get in it and get closed before school starts.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, and it sounds like, too, one of those bedrooms, so there are five rooms that could be used as bedrooms. One has French doors, could actually convert easily to an office space as well.
That's what they used it as, so it could be either way. But yeah, it's a wonderful office coming right in off the foyer, right alongside the master bedroom, main level laundry. You know, main level master.
And I am showing that house tonight at 6 o'clock. People are looking at it.
Oh, and well, it should be. Once again, the address is 33064 Glen Eagle Court in Niles, part of the Brandywine School District. Listing price $450,000. Five bedrooms, 3.5 baths, and just a gorgeous home. If Ben doesn't sell it tonight and you want to see it, call him at 269-208-9076, or you can call Mike at 269-449-6900. You mentioned it earlier, Joe. You've got properties across the area. You've got some vacant land for sale, including Lake Michigan lake frontage lots and some affordable houses in the Benton Harbor area as well. But we need to take another quick break, and then it's lightning round time, Joe.
Excellent. I haven't done this in a while. I'm a little rusty. We'll have to see how lightning round goes. Yeah, buckle up, kids.
That's what she said.
What? Oh, man. That was well played, sir. I am so proud of you right now.
I try to be in touch with my millennial side when I can.
Oh, snap.
Mike Barber and Ben Steven from Cressy and Everett on Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Hey, girl, you coming to the housewarming party next weekend?
Absolutely. Wait, you guys bought a house?
I thought you said you were going to save up and it was going to take a while.
It was, but then we found out about Home Fund Me from CMG Financial in St. Joe. We were able to raise our down payment a lot faster than we thought.
No way. What was that called again?
Home Fund Me. That's H-O-M-E, fundme.com. The website tells you everything you need to know.
So this Home Fund Me thing is from CMG Financial? What's CMG Financial?
They're a mortgage company. That's all they do. So they're really, really good at it. Their office is in downtown St. Joe.
Awesome. I'm going to check them out.
Copyright 2018 CMG Financial. All rights reserved. CMG Financial is a registered trade name of CMG Mortgage Incorporated. NMLS number 1820 in most, but not all states. CMG Mortgage Incorporated is an equal opportunity lender. To verify our list of state licenses, please visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Tired of renting? Visit CMGFI.com or call 269-932-0577.
You're listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, brought to you by CMG Financial on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Welcome back to Real Talk About Real Estate. Joe Daniel in the studio with Mike Barber and Ben Steven from Cressy and Everett. And Joe, are you ready for lightning round?
I think so. It's been a while, guys, but I've got a few questions that I think are good. And so therefore, I think you should think they're good as well. We'll be serious for a second. And then we won't be, but we've been talking to Ben Steven, Mike Barber, both of Cressy and Everett out of St. Joe, and Ben has kind of gone under Mike's mentorship over the past couple of months. So it's a question for both of you, opposite questions though. Ben, what's the best thing that Mike has taught you so far? And Mike, what is something that you've learned from Ben?
I'll start off if you don't mind. Mike's mannerism. So he's very laid back. I'm a little bit more intense and, for the lack of a better term, impatient, but I'm really working on that. And Mike really evens my keel out on that front. So I appreciate the way he's just steady Eddie in and out and does his thing and kind of keeps me more level headed.
Joe, are you paying attention here? Mike, can you help Joe with some of that too?
Ben, I suffer from the same thing. I don't know if I'd call it a disorder. Maybe it's the instant gratification generation being a younger person.
People call it the microwave culture or the microwave generation, instant results. I mean, we've grown up with that type of stuff. But yeah, I can empathize with you.
Mike, do you have any tips, like instant tips for me on how to become more patient and chill without using prescription drugs?
I don't take them either.
Yeah.
That would always help, I would say. But so
brought to you by Zoloft.
It's just in my mannerism, I guess, just the way that I am. Just I know that everything has a way of working out, and to react to something doesn't usually help the situation. I usually respond, try to be proactive to make sure that things are taken care of before they may come up. So that usually helps in that regard.
In Mount Curve, I'm going to add a little story here. There was a rude gentleman that came into our, well, I perceived him as rude. He came in with his headphones. I handed him a piece of paper, and he just didn't acknowledge us at all. And Mike could tell that my feathers were ruffled. And he goes, just don't let him mess with your attitude. If they mess with your attitude, it'll affect you for the rest of the day. And I was like, that makes a ton of sense. It's like an emotional energy bar. And I was using my emotional energy places where I shouldn't have. So I remember that distinctly.
Wow. Now, that's been, in terms of Mike's mannerisms, Mike's patience, that's probably the biggest takeaway so far you've gotten from Mike. Mike, what have you learned from Ben?
You know, just kind of reminded me of, and one of the things that led me to think that I wanted to work with him and help him is just, you know, work ethic. And I think that from what I see, that's traveled down from his dad and his grandpa. But, you know, so I think he inherited that, but reminds me a lot of myself. So he said at one time, I think we're cut from the same cloth. And I do believe that. Yeah, he's a hard worker. And I always have been as well. So,
well, that's pretty clear from your resume and bio, as well as your success once you moved into real estate from the prior work.
Yeah, hard work will get it. I say if you want to be successful, you just have to work half days. Which 12 hours you pick is up to you.
He didn't mean 4 hours. Oh,
Mike's okay. Got all these phrases that are gold. I just have to write them down to remember them.
Yeah,
so.
You should do like barbarisms and just put them in a book.
I should.
That's what I used to call it. They were called barbarisms. Someone called it that before, so yeah.
Yeah.
I think with what brought us together too was my willingness to go out to Maryland and knock on doors and go door to door. Mike has a lot of door to door experience with Kirby, but I mean, that was, like I said, we're kind of cut from the same cloth in that regard.
Yeah. Well, and Mike, a follow up question for you. I was looking at your bio on CressyEverett.com. You've got a couple of awards or recognitions. I think one was the Excellence Club. What are those, and what do you do to achieve those?
The Circle of Excellence is an award for customer service, for reviews that come back. And, you know, I don't know what all the criteria
are. So humble. He's like, I don't know. I got a wall full of trophies. I don't even pay attention to it.
that one just meant that if anyone has that award, that they're taking care of their clients.
Excellent. Well, and one thing that's important to me, this is where the train comes off the tracks, gentlemen, is I know your partnership team are a mentor and a mentee. Mm-hmm. How do I say that, John?
I think mentee.
Is it a mentee?
Is that a candy?
No, yeah, it's actually
Mentos.
A Mentos.
Yeah, so you have the mentor and the Mentos. And I would love...
Mentee is a big sea cow in Florida, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they're endangered, I think. Yeah. Like, what did you call my mother? Anyway. You guys need a name. I don't know that you need to broadcast this name, but for my purposes, I would love...
And we're not doing that now, right?
Right. Actually, I have a couple of suggestions for you and just want to see how you think about these. Number one is the barbershop. That's solid. Come on. You thought it was going to be bad, and I can tell by your absolute silence that you're impressed by that. So I'm going to throw out the barbershop. You might have to expand your team a little bit to have a shop, or you could get four of you, and you guys could be the barbershop quartet.
Nice.
I've never heard these throughout my life.
Never?
No, never. No.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, here's a totally original one. You've got Mike Barber and Ben Steven Barfin. Team Barfin.
I think that's going to catch legs and travel.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah. You know.
I'll put that on my business card. Not right.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. We're just throwing up the listings. Team Barfin.
That's a great. I like that.
You'll be here all week.
Try the veal.
Yeah. Try the veal. Tip your waitresses. And on that note, I think lightning round's over. I was really proud of it, personally.
I liked it.
I'm sorry, Mike. He's a millennial. That's all I got to say there. Anything else the two of you want to add?
Millennials are either really good or really bad. That's what I've heard. I listen to...
I get tired of people saying that because, you know what? I got two millennials who work for me, and I have millennial kids, too. And they are... Joe's a workaholic.
Yes.
He's always working on something related to our business or helping somebody else related to their business and serving on boards. He's Joe's me 29 years ago or however many years.
150 years ago.
150 years ago, I was with Joe riding my horse to get to school, 20 miles uphill and then 20 miles uphill to get home afterwards, you know. And you tell kids that today and they just won't believe it. But I'm sure there are millennials out there that don't want to show up to work or don't have some work ethics or stuff. I just don't know any.
I haven't seen that. And I'll tell you one thing I've found with, you know, if you want to label someone a millennial, but I have total respect because in selling homes, I see so many young people that put $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 cash down on a home now. And that impresses me because when I was the millennial age, I didn't necessarily have that.
Well, and keep in mind, based on your level of qualification and some of the property conditions, mortgages now, you can, in some instances, not put any money down or as low as 3%, 3.5%, 5%. And then somebody just swoops in and says, hey, forget all that. I'm going to put down 20% because I can.
More and more times. I always bring out the RD loans and the no money down options and the 3.5%. With FHA, and they're, no, we'll put 20. And I'm like, well good for you.
And I think that's a good thing about the smarter millennials, if you will, because they saw what happened in the economic collapse and how people had overspent, bought too much house, had too much credit card debt, and all those things. And they went, I'm not doing that.
They were watching.
So I'm very excited about the group of leaders like Ben and like Joe we have coming up, not only in our industries, but
more
don't run for office, guys. But
just like Ben, you can exclude me from that.
Well, you are wearing a t-shirt today.
Well,
where's your tie?
T-shirt and tie, John, that's tacky. Don't you know anything about fashion? Jeez.
Mike Barber, Ben Steven, Laura, and by the way, Mike, you're also a broker as part of it. You're an associate broker at the office as well.
Yes. Passed the broker's exam last fall.
So congratulations on that.
Yep. Thank you.
So with Laura Bennett, a great team over there at Cressy and Everett. Again, Ben's phone number is 269-208-9076, and Mike's is 269-449-6939. Gentlemen, I think you make a great team together, and looking forward to having a good fall season as we're wrapping up August here.
I think it's going to be a nice, busy fall.
Yeah.
I know it will be, actually.
Every fall has been busy, busy, busy for me, fall and winter. People want to get into school, you know, get a home to get in before school. Then I think people want to get a home to be in it before the holidays.
Right.
And then, you know, New Year hits and the switch flips and they're off and running. So historically, the last 4 years or five for me have been busy this time of year.
Well, and the inventory, whatever price range you're in, is still limited. So best be pre-approved, fully ready to go so that you can make a good, clean offer, because most houses that are in really good shape are getting multiple offers in at the same time. Because again, that inventory is still limited. So,
yep. Be ready.
Appreciate you both.
Team Barfin, thanks for coming in.
throwing up the listings.
And mopping up the closings.
That was quick. I like that.
Oh, man.
That's why they're making the big bucks.
We're not going to have that much money because after we spend all the money we're about to get t-shirts made with all those logos on it and slogans for you... John, can we make shirts?
Can we make shirts for them?
Yes!
But I prefer golf logo shirts, not t-shirts.
I'll figure it out, John.
Okay.
But this has to happen. This is critical.
I want to thank you guys, too. You guys provide a lot of value for us agents. This is my second time on the show, so I'm honored to be invited back. And we appreciate the value you guys add to us.
Well, thanks, Ben.
It's a team effort all the way around. We should have a title company in here, too.
Maybe next time.
It takes everybody working together, including the buyers and the sellers in that transaction to make it successful and make it as smooth as possible. So have a great weekend. And again, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to Real Talk About Real Estate, a weekly conversation about buying, building, listing, and financing homes in Southwest Michigan.
Satisfying a fundamental urge for a man to want his own roof and walls and fireplace.
Brought to you by CMG Financial. Questions can be sent to realtalk@wsjm.com.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
CMG Financial, NMLS number 1820, an equal housing lender. Real Talk About Real Estate. We'll be back this same time next week on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.